Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Nechagitl. And the Bagel ben Chaim L'Chaim, Louis Nishmas, Rublit ben Asher, ben Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak. It says in the Torah in Perek Yates, Psukim Chafal of Chav Beis, and Sefer Dvarim, Chisoymar belevavcha eicha neida sedavra shelo dibra Hashem. Talking about a Navi Sheker. If you're going to say in your heart, how are we going to know what God, the words that God didn't speak? If the answer is when a Navi speaks in the name of God, and it doesn't happen, and it doesn't come, that's what God didn't speak. The Navi spoke bizadon, with wantonness. Lo sagor mimenu, don't be afraid of him. And this Navi Sheker is chayiv misa chorat shver, asks Hagon Agadol of David Man, zichet tzadik levracha, that I understand if somebody's misnabe ma shelo shama, if somebody says a nevua that he didn't hear, then we know that it wasn't, that he's a navi sheker, and he's chayiv misa, because it doesn't happen. Lo yadavar v'lo yavo. If it doesn't happen, then you know that he's a that you can kill him for an alz nevua sheker, because he was misnabe ma shelo shama and it didn't happen. So Mameli is going to be chayav misa. Aval Rebbe Vuar be Gemara be Mishnah the Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Tesam at Aleph, that the person's chayav also if he's misnabe mashehu gad lachaveiro velo hu gad lo. If somebody says in a vua what his friend was told, and he wasn't told, and he says it alts nevua. Now there, is that going to happen? Of course, it's going to happen because it was a real nevua for his friend. So this what the friend heard is going to happen. But he didn't hear it. So how do you know that he's chayef misa? Even though Yakum Hadavar V'yiyah, it's going to happen. Because of the nevuah of the Navi Amos, of his friend. Ve'echa neida shelo diber imo Hashem. How are we going to know about him that God didn't speak to him? So the kasha is, this guy, Torah says, Torah gives us a siman to identify that God didn't speak to him. But this person, who was Minabe, what his friend wasn't, who said a revua about what his friend heard, it's really going to happen. So that siman of it not happening doesn't apply. So how are we going to know about him? Shelo diber imo Hashem. So we had a shir on this already, and we saw mamish pilei plos neflos mitaras Hashem. And now we're going to go on a different derech. Not that the first derech wasn't good, but shivim panim l'tara. So in the previous shir, we were miyashiv l'fishitas harishonim, that in this parasha you require somebody being muchzak l'navi emes, in order that he should be mischayev alts navi sheker. And this person who's misnabe ma shaloshama chaveiro, ma shaloshama chaveiro, how do you know that he is a navi sheker? It's very simple. You know that he's a navi sheker because he is not muchzak l'navi, and yet he's still saying a nevuah. And therefore, you know that he's a navi sheker, and you can kill him, because we had the other parsha, and this is parshas Shoftim, Parsha Surah. There's another parsha of Navi Sheker. So you could kill him. It's not that parsha. But the way to identify him is just that he's not Muchzak L'Navi. That's how you know Shelo Diber Imo Hashem. But that's all according to the Shitas HaRishonim. That you require Huchzak L'Navi. And therefore, if he's Misnabe Ma'ash Shama Chaveiro, he can be killed because you know that he's not, doesn't have the qualities of a Navi. And Mameli, you know, Lo Diber Hashem, and he's a Navi Sheker. But the Shita of the Mizrahi, of Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, of the Baal HaYureyim, in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, but one of the goes Maimonios in the fifth parakeet of Chesavad Zara is that you don't need Chuchsuk Lenavi. Ooh, you don't need Chuchsuk Lenavi. So then, Nachama, we have a kasha. And Nachama, we have a kasha. If you need Chuchsuk Lenavi and he's not who he doesn't have Cheskas Navi, so Memela, you know that he's a Navi Sheker, as we were married in the previous year. But if you hold, like the Yerayim holds, that you don't need Chuchsuk Lenavi, then how do you know Lo Dibro Hashem? How do you know that God didn't speak? It ends up that it happens, and he said it was going to happen. So, how do you know that God didn't speak with him? How are you going to say you know because he wasn't Muchzuk L'Navi? According to the Urayim, you don't need a Muchzuk L'Navi. You don't need him to have a Chazkas Navi, to have the qualities of a Navi, to have a track record of a Navi. You don't need that. It's a problem. L'shitas Urayim. That's Mavur in the Rambam in the seventh parak of Luchas Yisodiyat Torah, in Halacha Aleph and Halacha Zayin. Kama v'kama milos that are required for Nevuah. And somebody doesn't have these milos, we know that he's not a Navi. So I bezoi, l'das hayireyim. What's the question of Eicha Neda? How are we going to know? How are we going to know that God didn't speak to him? So the answer we could tell the Yerayim is very simple. We know God didn't speak to him because he was not Muchzuk L'Nevuah. He's not Roy L'Nevuah. So B'Vadai he's a Navi Sheker and he's Chayev. The Yerayim speaks about any person. This are going to apply to any person. Stam kol adam could be a Navi Sheker. What do you mean, Eicha Neda? If the parish is only talking about somebody who's a Muchzuk L'Navi, so then we have a kasha. How do we know that God didn't speak to him? He's Muchzuk L'Navi, and his friend had the same Nevuah, and therefore what he said actually comes true. The question is that according to the Urayim, who says the parish is talking about somebody who's not Muchzuk L'Navi, you know, but Pasha says that he's a Navi Sheker. He doesn't have the qualities of a Navi. So Mimele, you know that he's a Navi Sheker. And this person who's not Muchzuk L'Navua, if a Navi, somebody who is Muchzuk L'Navua, is contradicts him, then you know that he's a Navi Sheker. So that's another way you know that he's a Navi Sheker. So what's this question of Eicha Neda? Very simply, he's not Roy L'Nevuah. He's contradicted by somebody who is Roy L'Nevuah. And Memela, according to the Urayim that this parasha is talking even about somebody who's not Muchzuk L'Navi, will know that he is he's a Navi Sheker just by these proofs, these signs. He's not Roy L'Nevuah, he doesn't have the milos of a Navi. So as Pashut, we know that God didn't speak to him. So then what b'chlal is the question of Eicha Neda Sadavar? And it's a dochak to explain the pasuk, only like Hananya ben Azor, that he originally was a Navi Emes. He originally was Muchzuk L'Navi. Then the pasuk says, how are you going to know about a guy like Hananya ben Azor that he's speaking in Nevuah Sheker? Because the pasuk is speaking Stama. Look at Bayetzim Halav. So it includes even people who are not Nevi'im, and never have been Nevi'i Emes. So that's how you know that he's speaking Sheker. Because this V'chi Tomar is referring even to people who were Nevi'i Emes according to the Urayim. So what's the problem of V'chi Tomar? How are you going to say in your heart, how are we going to know he's a Navi Sheker? He's not Roy L'Nevuah. We also have to understand, according to the Urayim, that it says there's a special lab of Losagor Mimenu. Don't be afraid of him. So, Bevadayu Mishum, Shu Muchzak Benaviyut. He's a Muchzak Benaviyus, and therefore don't be afraid of him, despite the fact that he's a Navi. Now, according to the Urayim, according to Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, that you don't need Huchzak Benavi Emes. What's the special Losagor Miyuchad Benavi Sheker? More than all of other Chayvi Mises. We don't find a din miyuchar of lo sagor benavi sheratzach. Don't kill him. That we're not going to stop, refrain from killing him because of his maila. Because the din hariga has nothing to do with his nevuah. That we should say that because of his nevuah he's not going to be killed. Only if there's a chi of hariga machmas ma'alasa. In other words, this guy is a navi. And he's a navi sheker, but he has the mailas of a navi. He's a muhsuk le navi. So you would say, I'm afraid of him. I don't want to mess with him. I'm killing him because of his maila, because he's a Navi. Then you're going to be afraid. But according to the Urayim, he's Bechlal, not a Navi. So why should you think Sagur Bimena? Why would you think that you should be afraid of him? You're not killing him because of his mailas. So there's just like there's no fear of killing a Navi for being a Rotzeach. There's no fear of killing a false Navi who doesn't have the milas of a Navi. The only time you're afraid of killing a Navi is when you're killing him out his milas. He's a Navi, but now he's saying it with Sheker, so I'm afraid to kill him. Because I'm killing Dafka out his milas, but here it's not because of his milas. He doesn't have a mila of being a Navi, so why would you think that we should be afraid of him? We also have to understand what it says in the Pesukim here, Lo Sagur. That it says, Lo Sagur Mimenu, Pasuk Chav Beis. It says that when the Navi, we're explaining how we know that the Navi is saying what God didn't say. Because it doesn't happen, and don't be afraid of him. So in this pasuk Chaf Beis, it says how you know that he's a Navi Sheker. So why does it say Lo Sagur Mimenu here? What's Lo Sagur Mimenu doing in pasuk Chaf Beis? It should have said Lo Sagur Mimenu in pasuk Chaf when it says Umeis HaNavi Ahu. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to kill him. So why in Pasuk Chav Beis and not in Pasuk Chav? We also have to understand. What does it mean when it says in Pasuk Chav Beis, Bizadon Dibro Hanavi? He speaks wantonly. He speaks bemazed. It's Pashut Shu Bizadon. He's Menabi B'Sheker. Why does the Pasuk have to tell us this? And what's this a teretz to the question of Eicha Neida? We're answering Eicha Neida. How are we going to know? How are we going to know? And to answer that question, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, I'll tell you how you're going to know. He speaks b'mezit. What does that have to do with it? I understand the part about him, it not happening. His nevuah not being fulfilled. But anachal lo mevinim. What does that have to do with anything? We also have to answer the Or Chaim's Kasha. That it's Pshita. I wouldn't know on my own. If it doesn't happen, then it's Pashit, that it's Sheker. Like, you're not going to read this pasuk and say, I never thought of that. How are we going to know he's a Navi Sheker? Because it doesn't happen. He says in Nevuah, it doesn't happen. Oh, wow, I never thought of that. Of course, Pashut, that's what makes him a Navi Sheker. That's your first instinct to answer that. The Or Chaim also asked that in Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, Ashayda ber Navi b'shem Hashem. Whereas in Pasuk Chav, it says, Acha Navi asher yazi l'daber davar b'shmi. And it doesn't say B'Shem Hashem. So why in Chav Beis does it say B'Shem Hashem? And in Pasuk Chav, it says just B'Shmi. The Rav Chaim also asked. What do I need the pasuk of Hu Adavar Shelo Dibur Hashem? Those are the words that God didn't speak. It could have just said, "Asher Yedaber Hanavi V'lo Yadaber V'lo Yavo Lo Dibur Hashem." What does it mean when it says Hu Adavar Shelo Dibur Hashem? So we're talking about the Dover. So we already answered this in the previous shir. And also we have to understand the kefel of lo yiyah v'lo yavo. It won't be and it won't come. Saying the same thing twice. So we really have our work cut out for us, sweet friends. These are a lot of kashas on the psukim. Seemingly straightforward, but we see now there's a lot of things to discuss. So we can explain as follows. That it says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'chisomar b'lovavcha, Eicha neidas hadavar shelo dibur Hashem. The Pasuk is not coming to explain how we're going to know that he's a Navi Sheker. Because with Pashtus we know that he's a Navi Sheker. Like the Arayim holds, he's not Muchzuk L'Navi. And that's how we know. Rather, the Pasuk is coming to be Matarets. How is a Navi Sheker killed? This is a big kasha. It's also mashmah from the Pasuk for the words of Chisamar B'Lavavcha. Because if the discussion was how we know to kill him because of his sheker, that's not bilavavcha. That's beficha over ma'asecha. To know whether to actually kill him or to not kill him. So that's in the world of speech. You're going to be talking about it and you're going to actually want to know how you can do it. But that's not the question here. The question here is not how you know that you can kill him because of his sheker. Bilavavcha's mashma, that the nidon is not what to do. It's a question in the heart. Why should we do this? Why should we kill him? And that's what it means. V'chisoymar b'lovavcha. If you're going to say in your heart, because we want to know, how can we kill this? How can we kill this person? Why should we do it? But it's not talking about practically. And now we're going to explain. Ayin Baruch Chaim HaKadosh. He's mefarish l'fi darko b'ofen nifla me'oid. Ayin Sham. So now we're going to explain our Mahalach based on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi Agon HaGadol Rav David Yitzchak Mann. The Rambam writes in the 7th parak of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah Halacha Gimel, Hadvarim Shemodiyim HaLanavi B'Mara HaNavua Derech Moshe Modiyim Lo, that what's told to the Navi B'Mara HaNavua is told Derech Moshe. U'miyad Yichokik B'Libo HaPitaron HaMashal B'Mara HaNavua V'Yedam Mahu. First he has a Moshel, and then is engraved on his heart the solution to this Moshel. And then he knows what it is. Kigon hasulam shira Yaakov Avinu. Just like the ladder that Jacob saw. Umalachim olim viyordim bo. And the angels are going up and down. Vihu aya mashal malchuyot vishi abudan. And that is a mashal to the malchios and the shibud malchios. So you have the Mashal, and then you have the Pitaron. And this is Shver. If the Navi gave a Pitaron for the Mashal with a Nimshal that wasn't correct, Lich Ora, he's not a Navi Sheker, even though the Nevuah that he said was Sheker, because he did see Bimara Nevuah. And that's what he wants to, this is the way he wants to explain the Nevuah, the Chazan. And if so, when the Nevuah was in Miskayim, how do we know he's a Navi Sheker? And that he never had the Nevuah at all? Maybe he had the Nevuah, he just made a mistake and he gave the wrong Nimshal. Who says that he's a Navi Sheker? He had this Nevuah, he saw it, and he just gave the wrong Nimshal. He gave the wrong explanation of the dream, of the Nevuah, of the vision. He has this prophetic vision, and then he just explained it wrong. But maybe he really had the vision, and therefore he's not a Navi Sheker. He really did have it. He gave his own pshat. And since there's no Sheker in the Mashal, in the actual vision, because he really did see the vision, he really did have the vision, he can't be killed out as Navi Sheker. Even according to the Urayim, a Navi Sheker is also killed when he's Muchzuk Lenavi, because the Pasuk is written Stama, so it's talking with somebody who is Muchzuk and somebody who's not Muchzuk. Uvezei Yitachen, kamo she'amarnu, she'omnam ra'a mar'e nevuah. He saw it, and he was killed out as Navi Sheker because it wasn't Miskayim. And then we have Akasha. How do we know it's really a Navi Sheker? How neida she adavar shelo dibro Hashem? Yitachin that Kain dibro Hashem, God did speak to him, and nevertheless the Nevuah wasn't Miskayemis because he gave the wrong pitaron, he gave the wrong nimshal. But God did really speak to him. So what's the raya from the fact that the Nevuah didn't come true? So in that it says in Pasuk Chaf Beis, Asher Yedaber, Hanukim Mevuah B'Divrei Rambam, that not only does the Mashal come B'Nevuah, the Pitarona Mashal is also included in the Nevuah, like the Rambam says. When it says Asher Yedaber, it includes the Pitaron of the Nevuah. What's the lashon of the Rambam? Umiyad yechokek belibo Pitaron hamashal b'mareh nevuah v'yeda mau. Immediately will be engraved on his heart the solution of the mashal b'mareh hanevuah, and he'll know what it is. It's mevuah. Sheyesh nevuah lo rak al hamashal, ela gam al pitrono. So there's a nevuah not only on the mashal, there's also a nevuah on the Pitaron hamashal. And that's what it means when it says Asher Yedaber Hanavi B'Shem Hashem V'Lo Yiyeh. He speaks in the name of God and it won't be. And it doesn't say like it says earlier Asher Yedaber B'Shmi. Here it says B'Shem Hashem, and earlier it says B'Shmi. What's the difference? Because B'Shmi is a Lashon of Hityachasut Yeshira the Masha Amarti Lo B'Nevuah Shehu HaMashal SheHirayu Hashem. So Bishmi is direct in my name. My, relating directly to God. That's the Mashal. The Nimshal wasn't told to him directly min HaShemayim. Ela sheyesh koach nevuah me'akadosh baruch hu belibo shel hanavi lefaresh es hamashal. But there is a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heart of the Navi to explain the Mashal. That's not Yashir. That's more of an indirect. What does Rambam say? Umiyad yechokek belibo pitaron HaMashal b'mareh nevuah v'yeda mahu. So the Nevuah is a higher level. The Nevuah is coming directly from God. And then he gets it. But that is just B'Shem Hashem. That's a less direct avenue of prophecy. And therefore it's B'Lasha Nistar, B'Shem Hashem, in God's name, without saying my name. So that's part of the Nevuah. Part of the Nevuah is the solution, the explanation of the Nevuah. Umishum kach, mityachais hadavar b'lashon istar, shem Hashem, not b'shmi. And on that it says, im lo yiyadavar, if it doesn't happen, dehainu, that the pitaron of the mashal isn't going to be correct. And because of that, lo yavo, it's not going to come. And that's the lo yiyavo, lo yavo. Lo yiyah. Is that the solution is not correct. And then v'lo yavo. And therefore it doesn't happen. Hu adavar she'lo dibro Hashem b'zavon dibro navi. Hainu. She'ein chiyuv navi sheker rak b'sheker etzem marei hanevuah. Ela shechayav gam kein al sheker bepitaron hanevuah, and that's what it means when it says that's what God's hu adavar asher lo dibro Hashem bizadon dibro anavi, that the chiyuv navi sheker is not only on the sheker on the mar hanevuah itself, he's also chayav on sheker bepitaron hanevuah, because the pitaron is also included in the nevuah. Who are the varash lo dibro Hashem? That pitaron, that's who adavar, this new thing, this pitaron that he's saying. Also, God didn't speak. So there are two things we're talking about here. We're talking about the etzem nevuah, and then the pitaron. And he got both. And the Pesukim are telling us that even the solution is part of the Nevuah. And that also makes him an Avi Sheker. And therefore it says, Hu adavar she'lo dibro Hashem, bizadon dibro anavi. The Navi was speaking bizadon. In other words, it's included in what it says in Pasuk Chaf. This Navi, who bemazed, speaks in my name what I didn't command him to speak. So within this Iker Chiyuv of Navi Sheker, Al Dover, Ashelot Sivisiv, is included the Pitaron also. Not only the Mashal, but the Nimshal. Not only the dream, but the explanation of the dream. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, that included B'davar HaZeh Ugama Pitaron. That when the Navi says B'Sheker, it's included in B'Dabir B'Shmi Asher Lo Tzivisiv. And because B'Zadon Dibro HaNavi, in other words, the solution of the Nevuah, the explanation of the Nevuah, is not talu b'daito shel navi, that there can be an inyan of tos and shkaga. Because then again we had the kasha. And the kasha was eicha neida. How are we going to know? How are we going to know that he's a navi sheker? Maybe he's a shogeg. Maybe this person is a shogeg. And if he's a shogeg, then he shouldn't be chayav misa. He got the nevuah, and then he gave his own pshat for the nevuah. So why should we kill him? So the answer is that it's bizadon. No, it's bemezit. He's included in the Nevuah as the Pitaron. And he's not allowed to give, therefore he's not allowed to give his own. He's not allowed to give his own interpretation. He's only allowed to give the interpretation that God gave him. He's not allowed to give his own interpretation. And if he gives his own interpretation, then Bizadam Dibra. Then he's speaking Bizadam. So that was what we said when we started the answer. We said that the question is how can we kill a Navi Sheker? That's their problem. The Pasuk is explaining how it's possible to kill a Navi Sheker. Maybe it wasn't his fault. The question isn't befoal. Whether or not we can kill him. We know we're going to kill him. But the question is, how's this right? How are we able to do this? Maybe it's really not his fault. He just gave his own interpretation of the Nevuah. And he was wrong. So he's b'shogeg. So that's what we've been explaining the Psukim to be saying. That no, even the interpretation is given min ha-shamayim. And even the interpretation is part of the Nevuah. And therefore, if he gives the wrong interpretation, you can't say that he's a shogeg. Bezadun dibro Hashem. And Ramela is included in what it says in Pasuk Chaf, that if a Navi speaks bezadun in the name of God and says things that he wasn't commanded to say. And therefore, he's chayav on this nevuas sheker. So that's the nidan of bilavavcha. That's why you have this question in your heart. Okay, what this guy said didn't happen. But you have a question in your heart, how can you do this? You know that if it didn't happen, Pashut is a Navi Sheker. But maybe he's not. Because maybe he just gave the wrong shot. The answer is no. That's also part of the Nevuah. And we understand the extra words, Hu adabra shelo dibro Hashem. Could have said b'ktzara sheyadaber hanavi v'lo yadaber v'lo yavo, but the pasuk is adding those extra words to tell us that it's talking about the solution. You have the etzem nevuah, and then hu adaber, that daver, that interpretation didn't end up happening. And that also makes him a Navi Sheker. So it starts off Eichan Eda Asadav Shelo Dibro Hashem. How do you know that God didn't say it? And then it says Asheidaber Navi B'Shem Hashem V'Lo Yadaver V'Lo Yavo. Hu Adaver Shelo Dibro Hashem. When it doesn't end up happening, then Hu Adaver, then that solution that he gave, God didn't speak. Because that's also included. We understand that B'Shem Hashem and B'Shmi, because B'Shem Hashem that originally B'Shmi that originally says that's the Etzem Nevuah, that's directly from God, and B'Shem Hashem is the Pitaron, that's also coming from God, but that's indirect. So therefore, it says Shem Hashem, God, not from me, which is more direct. Now we can understand lo yia v'lo yavo. That in the words lo yia v'lo yavo, we see that the nevuah is not just be'etzem mara ha-nevuah. That's not mechayev. She yavo adavar. Just because a person has a Mara Nevuah, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. Why? Because maybe he's giving the wrong interpretation of the Nevuah. Ela, shebechlal ha-Nevuah hu gam ken ha-yavo sheyeshno ba-Nevuah. There's also the Yavo. Lo yiyeh v'lo yavo. It won't be and it won't come. So it has to be that since the pitaron is also included in the nevuah, that's why it has to come. That's why it has to happen. Otherwise, if the interpretation is midaito shel navi, and there could be a mistake, so there could be an avua that doesn't happen, and he's not an avi shaker. So that's what the pasuk says. That the word of God in the nevua is what is going to be, and what is going to come from the nevua. And when it doesn't come from this nevua, then you know that God didn't say it. Because again, the lo yiyeh is what's going to be in the etzem nevua. And then lo yavo is what's actually happening, the pitaron that actually comes to be. So you have to have both. So it could be that the nevuah was really yiyeh. Could be that the nevuah really did happen. And it really, what he prophesied about did happen. But he gave the wrong interpretation. And therefore it was yiyeh, but it wasn't yavo. It didn't come to being, like he said. And coming to being, like he said, is included in the nevuah. So such a person is also an avi sheker. There has to be a yavo. It has to happen like he said it's going to happen, even though it could be that he had a nevuah. Or maybe, as we explained before, that the interpretation of the mashal lo yiyeh didn't happen that he had. It didn't happen that he received this interpretation. Umemela lo yavo. And memela didn't come into being. Since this interpretation didn't happen, it wasn't going to be. Memela lo yavo. That's why it didn't come into being. Because he gave his own interpretation. But the point is that we're dealing with two different aspects here. There is the actual nevuah, and that nevuah could be that he had. But the most important thing is the lo yavo, is that it doesn't come. It has to come into being, being the pitaron. So when God speaks, it has to be what was in the Mara Nevuah and what's going to come from this Nevuah, what's going to come out from this Nevuah. So it could be that he's speaking, again, like with the first way we said, it could be that he's speaking. He's actually speaking at this Nevuah, and he really did have this Nevuah. Yeah, this is supposed to be. It's really supposed to be based in the Nevuah. So what did he do wrong? The answer is Lo Yavo. But he also had the Pitaron. And the pitaron never happened. And so if the interpretation didn't happen, then that proves that also makes him an avi sheker, because that's also included. For this, he's also an avi sheker. And on this, it says in the seif of the pasuk, lo sagor mimenu. So until now, we're talking according to the Urayim. B'chol adam, who's chayav al mashani be'amar nevuah, when he knows that it's sheker, since he's not muchzak k'navi, and he doesn't have the dargos that bring him to nevuah, and it's pashut that there's no problem killing him because he's not holech b'darkei nevuah. And because of this, because he's going bidarche, if he would be going bidarche nevuah, if he's not going bidarche nevuah, then it's pashut that we're going to kill him. Because until now we're talking about somebody who even if he's not muchzak l'navi, he doesn't have the dargis. As ein baya l'arog oto. You're not going to say, oh, I'm afraid to kill him because he's holech b'darkei nevuah, and therefore I'm afraid to kill him. He's not. But as we explain, we're talking here about a Navi Sheker, not only Sheker on the Mar Nevuah, Sheker also on the interpretation of the Nevuah, even though the Mar Nevuah was Emes. And this is a deep aprat in the Etzem Chiyuv of the Navi Sheker, who has an additional din of Sheker and the interpretation. So what type of Navi is that? That's a Navi Emes. He really got the Nevuah. And that's the Lo Sagor Mimenu. So this Lo Sagor Mimenu is talking dafka about a Navi Emes. That he really had this Nevuah. So when somebody is a Navi Sheker, so again, we're talking about a Navi Sheker. Even a Navi Sheker who is not Mochzak B'Darchei Nevuah, who doesn't have the miles of a Navi. And of course you're going to kill such a guy. But as we've been explaining, we're also talking about a Navi who is a Navi Emes. And he really got the Nevuah. He just gave the wrong interpretation. So if we're talking about that type of guy, then yeah, there is going to be a chashash to kill him. You don't want to kill such a person because he's a Navi Emes. He really did have a prophecy from God. He gave his own pshat different than the pshat God gave. So that is only talking about somebody who's muchzak minavua. And that's not Shaykh. We asked, why isn't Lo Sagor Mimenu in Pasuk Chaf when it says to kill him? Because when it says to kill him in Pasuk Chaf, we're talking about somebody who's a Navi Sheker, who's mamish, not even Muchzak B'Darkei Nevuah. So if somebody's not Muchzak as a Navi, doesn't have the milas of a Navi, so of course he can kill him. But now we're talking about somebody who did receive a Nevuah, Pasuk Chav Beis, somebody who did get the Nevuah. And if he did get the Nevuah, he just gave his own interpretation, then we would have a chashash to kill him. We're killing because of his Maila. Dafka, because he's a Navi Emes, because he got this Nevuah Emes, he just gave his own pshat, but he did get the Navi Emes. He was a Navi Emes. You're killing him out of Nevuah Sheker of a Navi Emes. So we're going to be afraid to do that. Killing him, Achmas Ma'alasa, it's only because he's a true Navi, because he really did receive this Nevuah. Just, he didn't receive the Pitaron, but he received the Nevuah. So here there's a Lo Sagor Mimenu, when Pasuk Chaf, he's Bechal not a Navi, there's no Lo Sagor Mimenu, just kill him. But here there's a Chash to kill him, because in Pasuk Chaf Beis, we're talking about somebody who did receive a true Nevuah. Oh, he received a true Nevuah, I'm going to be afraid to kill him. The answer is Lo Sagor Mimenu, no, don't worry about it. He gave the wrong pita wrong. Don't be afraid. Just do it. So there's still yet more to say in these psukim. And the Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue hopefully talking about this in a coming shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.